Chapter 1. Sex and the Leadership Crisis. As the 20th century draws to a close, the world faces innumerable challenges. Although technological advancements have succeeded in making some inhabitants of this planet more comfortable, in general, people do not seem to be happier or more peaceful. Huge inequities continue to exist around the globe, and even among the affluent, material prosperity is no guarantee of fulfillment. The planet's ecosystems are seriously out of balance. Wars and conflicts exact a tragic toll. And all around us, people are pursuing prestige and profit at almost any price. What is the reason for such a state of affairs? To find an answer, we must look beyond the surface of events and probe deeply into our own hearts. The ultimate cause is not a specific set of historical events, important though these may be, but our own thoughts, feelings, and desires. As members of modern industrial culture, we can hardly keep from imbibing its messages. Consequently, most of us have learned to view ourselves as physical beings who only go around once, and we accept the pursuit of sense gratification as normal. As a corollary, we have permitted ourselves to indulge our many material appetites, which we seek to satisfy by any number of means. Another way to describe our situation is to say that we have allowed lust rather than love to govern our lives. Despite our best intentions, this society makes it difficult to avoid living in a self-centered, competitive, exploitive way. Lust encourages us to continue our wanton exploitation of the Earth's resources in a never-ending cycle so that we can produce more, consume more, profit more, and want more. Lust makes us climb the ladder of success to the top without regard for the harm we may cause along the way. And lust makes us indulge in sexual behavior that hurts and degrades others and ourselves. To make a change for the better, we must learn how to transform our lust into love. The future of the world depends on it.